Okay, I'll go ahead and go through the instructions once more, and then we'll get started. Again, my name is Brian, and my email address is editor@marketingexperiments.com, and I'll be checking that throughout the conference if you have any questions or if you're having any problems with the phone system. The URL for the notes for today's conference is mecgroups.com/MEC_research_log. And we'll ask you to hit the refresh button on your browser a few times throughout this conference as we add some notes. We'll prompt you to do that as we add the data. Key commands you might find useful are *4 will increase the volume on your line if you're having any trouble hearing. *6 will mute your line if you're in a noisy room. And then hitting *6 again will unmute your line if you have any questions. Some upcoming research briefs that we'll be releasing in the next few weeks include the eBay Stores brief, which was our last clinic 2 weeks ago. We should be releasing that in the next day or two. We'll be releasing a marketing blueprint, which basically helps you leverage our past year's research to kind of plan your marketing strategy for 2005. We're researching planning your merchandising calendar for 2005, effective pay-per-click campaign tracking, and the effects of spam on your marketing efforts. So we'll be releasing those briefs, and we'll also be offering 2 clinics on February 9th and February 23rd, in which we'll examine 2 of those topics. We haven't nailed down exactly which ones we'll be doing on those dates, but watch your email, and we'll let you know in plenty of ahead of time. We're departing from formula slightly today, and I believe that Jimmy Ellis and Jalali Hartman, 2 of the analysts on our team, are going to be leading this clinic, so I will hand it over to them.
Thanks for attending, everybody. This is Jimmy Ellis, and Jalali is also on the line. He'll be a co-pilot today through the research brief, which is going to be on free trial offers as a marketing tactic. Basically, we've run some recent tests, and I'd like to go over some of the results of those tests. And for this particular clinic, we're trying to answer a few questions. One of those is, what is the purpose of a free trial for a subscription-based or service-based website? Second is, how effective are free trial offers? And the third is, what are the most important guidelines to keep in mind while testing a free trial offer? So some of our findings in the past are basically, what's the purpose for a free trial on a subscription-based website? And many online publishers and service providers have been recently, implementing these free trial systems on their sites, and what they hope to gain is better conversion and better revenue and profitability for their offering by making it easier for someone to try their online content offering in an attempt to get a subscription, which leads to recurring revenue. And we found basically that by doing these free trial offers, that will actually reduce the cost of acquisition for the customers, for the sites running the free trials, and will lead to an overall increase in ROI. Some sites that have used free trial offers are sites like Netflix.com, basically Britannica.com, and Macromedia, the download version of their website. In one of our recent tests, which is where we're going to get to our results real soon here, we ran a free trial offering on an online service offering for discount health services. And in the test that we ran, for 60 days, we took over 60 days prior to the test. We took the metrics and measured what their ROI was from the before 60-day period, and then we ran an ROI for 30 days after the free trial period. And Brian, you can probably put that first chart in the notes.
It's in there now. If everyone will refresh, they'll see it.
So in this trial, we had a 30-day free trial offering on the health-related service. And if you look at the before 60-day period in the chart, you will see that there was 7,418 clicks, average CPC 28 cents, total cost $2,000, new customers, there were 34, and the cost per acquisition was $61.09. After we ran the free trial test, you can see there the clicks were 4470. The average CPC was identical. The total cost was almost half. The new customers were exactly the same, and the cost per acquisition was $36.81. So basically, by running this test, offering a free trial up front, which gave a risky, easier way for customers to try the services and be converted into paying subscribers, to reduce the cost per acquisition by nearly 40%. And for this particular offering, it was very, very significant. It pretty much turned around one of the products, this particular product that they were offering, and it was just a more effective way to market the product. These were our initial test results, and we are actually continuing to run tests with some other changes. One of the changes that we're going to make in the current test, and we'll probably be releasing the findings pretty soon here, is actually making the free trial more, we're giving heavier weight to the free trial on the homepage, which we believe will get more people in the process, in the subscription process, the free trial process. So another big component of this free trial offering is to make it successful is the amount of attrition or the percentage of attrition running these tests. Obviously, if people can get into the free trial and 80% of them leave before it activates into a paid subscription, then it's not going to be a very effective offering. And so we did an additional test where we measured the retention of a very similar model. And this is the typical results that we're going to be showing you real quick here. It's very, very similar. We've run about four different tests now of free trial subscription offerings that will take a free trial that activates till paid. And in almost every case, the retention is usually around 80% for the test that we've run on these specific models. And that's why we say a test, because we like for you guys to apply it to your specific models if you're going to be able to run a free trial. Brian, go ahead and drop in that second table there if it's not already in your notes.
Okay.
So, and for this free trial retention test, we, let me see here, it was 30 days. So it was, we ran it for 30 days after the free trial, and so basically the period where they would actually activate into a paid member, and the scheduled renewals were 9 from the last day, the successful renewals were 7, and the retention was 78.8%. For the last week of the 30-day period, there was 44 renewals scheduled, 36 of them actually completed the paid, and 81% retention. For the complete month, it was 65 total people did the free trial, 57 of them stayed, until so it was a paid service, and 87.7%. actually were retained as paying subscribers by using the free trial. So in the past 30 days, 87.7% of the free trials in our test were successful in becoming paid members, and we're currently aggregating additional numbers for the next 5 to 6 months to see how long the retention of those free members are compared to the regular paid upfront members. Now, one strategy you can use to actually apply this free test offering to your model, there's two different things. You can have a service offering or a subscription offering for content. The service offering is a little bit different. You might be reselling a service for a company, and what happens is, for example, a particular offering was a low-cost health service that the partner bought at a discounted rate, so approximately $10, and they were sold it for approximately $40. And what happened is that they were able to actually offer a month and pay, they themselves paid for a month of the service up front for free, because the increase in conversion by offering a free trial was so significant that it justified the cost and led to additional revenue and net profit at the end of the month. So that for, if you're reselling a service and it is a low cost service, usually I would say $20 or less, or if you figure the lifetime value of a customer, take a look at that compared to what the service you're offering is, and if it is low enough and you will you believe a jump in conversion would justify offering a free trial, we would definitely suggest that you test that based on the results of this test and a few others that we have run. In almost every case, running the free trial offer has led to significant increase in conversion and ROI. Now, another large component of this free trial offering is how you position the offer and how easy and simple and what we could call disarming it is from converting someone into, you know, basically someone goes to your site, they click on something that says for free trial, and then it asks for your credit card. Well, obviously, some customers are going to be offended by this, and so the actual copy that you use is very, very important to work with and optimize and test different versions of that copy to improve your conversion to that page. Many times, the wording that you can use for that would be something like, you know, click here for a 7-day free trial. When they click on the button, it has the form, and right next to where the credit card information is, it'll say something like, this is a free, no-risk free trial for 7 days. If you'd like to continue service, we will automatically activate, or to continue your service, we'll automatically activate it if you continue after the 7-day period. So, working with different types of copy and different strategies of the copy for the free trial is going to have a significant impact on the conversion. Does anyone have any questions so far? I know I've kind of rumbled through this a little bit, and I'd really like to answer specific questions that you might have listening on the call if I have not been clear enough, since this is our solo run without Dr. McLaughlin online. Go ahead.
I just have a quick question for you. I know you have a lot of experience with this, the free trials. In section three, I'm just reading through your notes here. It talks about if you already have a free, say, email offer, like a free newsletter, and then you're offering a free free trial of your actual product. What are some good ways to sort of prevent overlap there, or keep people, how can those two be used most effectively together, I guess?
I mean, typically what happens with your free email offer, that would plug directly into a premium or paid service. So what you would do is your free offering would have good, solid content, which would be the same as it was before, but you wouldn't want to convert a free newsletter into a paid service or a free trial, or try to move it into a paid service unless you were adding to it or truly making it a premium service. So in your free email communications, you point people towards a free trial to a premium service that you could actively, like, promote through your, through those newsletters that you're sending out. I mean, that's one of the primary strategies that most companies are using that we have tested and that has been very successful. And keeping that free newsletter list as the main way people, the easiest and simplest way for people to get an introduction and start a relationship with you as a company.
Okay. So would you recommend someone going from a free, sort of the path that you'd use to upgrade your customers, go first from the free email to then a free trial to the actual paid product, or if you have a free trial, is it better just to get them into the focus your marketing in getting people into the free trial?
So you're really going to use both, and it's actually most likely going to be customer preference. So you definitely want to have something simple and free on the site, because many customers will not just go on the site and just automatically do the free trial. They don't know you yet, especially if it's the first time that they've been on your site. You want to offer them, and usually with your free offering, you know, it's usually beneficial to give them something that they could potentially download, or a utility or a tool to use. So say, for example, if you had a 7-step guide on how to optimize your meta tags on your website, something like that on our site would be something that we would use, that people could sign up for our newsletter. They would actually get something in return that's valuable. It's 100% free. They wouldn't have to sign up for anything else, but they would just sign up for our newsletter. They get the free guide to optimizing their meta tags, and that would be the free offering. And then in our regular communications and briefs, we would actually take that information, and if they would like to get our full reports, and we introduce them to with the briefs, so our full reports and everything, they would be converted into a regular hopefully a regular Marketing Experiment subscriber.
Okay, that makes sense. One of the other questions I had, just as you were talking, is I think an important thing is to actually get their credit card, their payment information when you're having them sign up for the free offer. Have we done any tests so far that show, you know, with and without the credit card? Obviously, the quality is going to be less, but you're going to get potentially get more subscribers or more free trial, you know, members. Is there? Do you have any?
Absolutely. So in every test that I have had hands on work with our partners, and this has probably been maybe five or six totally independent tests with totally different models. In every single instance, collecting the credit card up front is the most effective way to do it. Most companies had tried, the same companies that we before they were working with Marketing Experiments as a research partner, they had tried running a free trial, and that did not perform at all. They usually within a couple of weeks, they immediately switched back to their original paid model because the number of people that converted to paid was so low that it was just simply not effective. It was actually much, much, much lower than just having paid up front. I mean, they were losing a tremendous amount of revenue. Actually, this has recently happened with one of our other research partners, had run a free trial offering, and I think we just completed the second week of testing with a credit card up front version of the same free trial where they get access to some premium content for 7 days, and if they continue after that 7 days, they automatically activate. And the current retention for the latest numbers that I saw, this was just yesterday, was a little, I think it's right at 80 or 81% of those people that started the free trial were retained, and the number of free trials that have been started is significantly larger. I think it's almost twice as much as people just going to pay. So about, say for example, if on an average day 10 people were paid members, he was getting about 20 people as paid members, and then 80% of those people will convert to sales. So I believe the current projections, if everything holds, and we should be releasing another article and possibly an even more detailed web clinic about that particular test. But their projections right now are about 30 to 50% increase in revenue if it holds throughout this year. So it's been a pretty big significant jump in that particular case. And it's been very similar to what we've seen with other models, maybe not that much. Actually, some are more, some are less, but in every case we've seen, it has been a significant bump in just offering a paid service or trying to do a free trial without credit card up front.
Oh, that's really interesting. That's good.
So I'll go back to and see if anyone has questions about, you know, a couple examples that we just went over, or obviously we're looking at the primary research that we've done before that you guys have seen the actual research brief, and we do it this way because we want to get your comments on the line if possible and add those, any additional information and anything that we can do to clarify this web clinic, we would like to include in the research brief to help yourselves and our other subscribers, and just to make sure that we are truly helping you with these web clinics. So any questions, please, even if it's a little bit off topic, anything related to free trials and, you know, and how to launch one and how to test and reduce your financial risk, please go ahead and fire them at us.
Yeah, I have a question.
Go for it.
Can you run through test A and test B one more time, giving us a little more context of, because I was confused about whether people are paying for the service.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm just.
I'll just put together an example right now based on this exact same test. The current offering that they basically it's a service for discounted health services, and we're going to use just for example that the cost of it is $30
for discounted health services.
I would say like say for example health insurance.
Okay, all right.
It's not health insurance. It's a different service. It's in the health field.
I can't get more
specific than that. But so on a monthly basis for this health service, it's $30 a month,
mm-hmm.
and it's month after month. So as long as you would like to stay, and they actually offer a quarterly and annual as well. But the majority are monthly. So Currently, it costs about $10, say, for example, for them to purchase this from a service provider. They resell it at $30, so their margins are good and healthy. And because their acquisition cost before we ran the test was $61, like, say, for this, mm-hmm. using the numbers that we have on the chart, $61,
mm-hmm.
They were able to give, since they're buying it for 10, you know, they can give a full month for free
mm-hmm.
if the increase in conversion from doing that with the free trial is significant enough with attrition, you know, in the mix,
right.
to outweigh the cost of the actual them eating the cost up front for the service. So they're eating the $10 because the increase in conversion is greater than that $10 they just had to spend.
Now, the before 60-day period was, what is that 60-day period referred to? Like free the, trial period? Or
Before the free trial. So before the free trial, just the regular, everyday sales. We wanted to get good, solid base metrics. So we ran it for 60 days. We just made sure that we had all the metrics up front. You know, say, for example, if it was $30, you know, for the subscription a month, we ran every single customer, just took an average of the acquisition cost, and it was $61.
That customer had to decide to either buy or not buy without a free trial period.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay.
And right. and you'll see it's pretty, I mean, looking at the, I mean, the first one is 60 days pre and 30 days after. If you look at the 30 days after, I mean, the conversion up front, it's not on here, and we need to add that. Actually, Brian, if we can add the conversion up front, I mean, take unique visitors to new customers. I mean, I can do it right now with a quick calculator. It's going to be 34 divided by 74.18.
Mm-hmm.
So it was basically 0.45 of 1% before, mm-hmm. and after it is 34 divided by 4470. 0.76%. So I mean that's about almost a 40% increase in conversion, and basically based on the cost of their product, it clearly outperforms and outweighs the cost. Basically, the free trial is much more effective and has much more ROI than just trying to get the paid up front.
I have another question. Isn't you guys are doing obviously great stuff here. I see a lot of things around your site and everything, but isn't this particular issue of a 30-day free trial, doesn't conventional wisdom or common sense to some degree tell us that that's probably a better way to go?
Yes and no. I mean, some free trials, it depends on your specific model.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on what you're, like, we're going to be testing a site pretty soon, and we really want to test because it's more of a once-off type of product. Once they see, basically, they get access to the information, they'll use it once, and that's the only time they'll ever use it.
Right,
so
right.
In that instance,
I get you, right.
A free trial, they're going to get the goods, and they're going to go, and currently, they never need to go back to that service again.
Right.
If you have fresh content, or if it's a service-based thing, like, say, for healthcare, for example, if it's something like that, and you need it month after month, they're perfect for it. So, right. like, load up. It doesn't have to be low cost. It can be super high cost, too. It just depends on what your return is on a regular paid upfront member compared to what it's going to be after you run a free trial, if you can absorb that cost of a month or even. And now, the other thing you definitely have to test is the actual period. You could run the same test and only do a 7-day free trial.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens is you don't have to wait 30 days for it to activate. You don't have to wait 30 days to get that cash flow.
Right.
One of the negative sides of doing free trials is, depending on the length of free trial, your cash flow is actually going to be negatively affected until they start activating. So if you run a 30-day, day 31 is actually your first day of sales for that month.
Right.
and it kind of hurts, but I think what you'll see in the long run is that it will truly basically reduce customer anxiety, and more people will be willing to try it. Those are the people that just run from free trial. Oh, they just want my credit card information. They just want my money. Well, you got 7 days to try it out, and you have very easily can unsubscribe and you cancel at any time. I mean, it is 100%.
Right.
Everyone that we run is 100% guarantee, no risk. You know, you can unsubscribe at any time. It's been working really, really well. I mean, and it goes back to making it easier to get people into a recurring revenue. You know, the subscription model for publishers has been, you know, everybody says it, basically the golden egg of you know, online content offerings. And this is actually a way to introduce people. It's less risky, it converts higher, usually better return, and if people truly don't like it, they can unsubscribe, and they do. And then, like I said, you know, 20% of them in this particular test did. They tried it out. They said, you know, I looked at the benefits, I called my, you know, I went to the service and it didn't work out how I wanted, and so I'm just going to cancel. But it's been real interesting.
Yep. Thank you.
But anyone else have a question? That was a great question. Anyone else we can help hopefully clear up some of these numbers that you might have questions about, or even an example specific to what you're working on? Don't think so. Jalali, do you have any other questions for me that you want to I do better talking about tests for running and talking actually about this with without our research notes in front of me than with them in front of me, it seems. So I think that you're going to get more out of the tests we've run. We're just asking questions, and hopefully we can use that information to verify the results here.
Yeah, no, I think that's great. I think I when I first looked at this, I sort of thought the same thing that the last person just asked. You know, isn't that kind of wouldn't you kind of expect that people would convert higher if it's free? And you know, obviously that's true. But then when I saw that, you know, on average 87% of those people renewed. You know, obviously in this case, I think that's. I mean, you can't.
I just saw a site a couple of days ago, and it was a legal document site. And basically, if you're looking for, say, a corporate document or a business document or a contract, you could actually go on the site and purchase it. If you were to run a free trial on there, and someone is just looking for, say, a real estate closing contract or document, and that's all they're looking for, they could use a free trial, go in and get out, and they would probably never go back again. Whereas if it was something that, you know, if they were a lawyer and they would use it on a monthly basis, and they would probably benefit from the free trial and use it on a monthly basis and get involved. And, you know, it might be 2 months, it might be 6 months. I mean, I think our current test that we have run with different partners, you know, unless the content is just amazing and wonderful and you can't live without it, you know, most people will be retained for, you know, somewhere between 4 and 6 months on a typical subscription offering. I mean, if it's
a month-to-month offering.
At a month-to-month. So, you know, if someone signs up for a monthly subscription, they'll usually stay between 4 and 6 months. Obviously, you test it with your own model. A lot of times, if it's lower than that, you need to take a hard look at what you're offering and put things in place for retention. Look at your email that you're sending out, your customer service emails, how you're positioning the product. And we're gonna get into a lot of good stuff with retention pretty soon. We're seeing some really good results, once again, from basket recovery programs. And even subscription recovery type programs, where when people want to cancel, it's going to be much more beneficial to offer them either a reduced or a discounted rate than to have them unsubscribe and try to get your next. Like for example, for these guys, say for example, it's now $36.81 per customer. You know, if someone's going to cancel and they can offer a reduced rate. Even if they're making less money, but they're keeping them for less than $36.81, then that's going to be a really effective tactic for them to retain their subscribers and hopefully get another month or two out of them. And even at that point, giving away a free month to see if you can retain them, we're doing some tests on that right now. If we can offer a free month and see if that will just extend them a month, or maybe they'll stay for 2 or 3 months longer. It just depends on your offering and you know, sometimes, depending on your service or what you're running the free trial with, it might take time for people to get to know your product, especially if you have say for example, the online statistics program where it's log file analysis. So you subscribe, you know, you pay $30 a month for not log file analysis, you start using it, you got your 15-day free trial, it looks really cool, it's supposed to give you all the stuff you need, and you use it, and you're like, you know what, I'm just going to unsubscribe, it's been 4 months, and I haven't used this but for 2 times because I can't figure out how to do it. Well, you go to unsubscribe, and some customer service guy from one of the companies says, hey, you know what, we noticed you're unsubscribing, and we want to know if there's anything we can do to help. You know, are you having any problems or questions about it? And say, yeah, I can't get the stats I'm looking for. And if they were to take 5 minutes out of their time to help you find the statistics you need, give you a free month, I guarantee that person would stay at least another few months. Mm. And those type of retention techniques are overlooked so many times with different service offerings. And if people don't realize that, it's going to be cheaper to save the customer you already have than to go out and get a new one. And that applies to pay-per-click and comparison search engine marketing and top to bottom. So, I mean, just something to think about, especially when you're doing the subscriptions. I mean, if you tried to do a free trial, if you tried to run a subscription offering, and it didn't work before, you know, ask yourself, what did I do to try to make that work and to try to keep these people that were canceling? If you didn't do a good job or you're close to being profitable, you know, it might be something to retest.
I have a question. So on this issue of requiring the credit card up front for the free trial, which I've, you know, done in the past and have seen the higher conversion rates on the back end.
Yep.
So that's good.
Great.
But the dilemma or the trick that I haven't fully worked out yet, or I think I have it worked out, but I'd like to hear what you guys have to say, is that when you're driving people to that landing page in a pay-per-click situation,
mm-hmm.
you definitely know that those people who are landing on that page are interested in the topic. They've already gone to the search engine, they've punched in the keyword, they've seen the ad or the link, they come through. If your offering is sophisticated enough or mature enough that you can, in my case, I'm thinking in terms of subscribers. So people are typically buying for 1 year.
Okay.
You also do want the opportunity to capture, though you would like the opportunity to capture all those people that click through onto that page, at least give them a chance of, now in an ideal situation, it's like, okay, well, you don't want to give me your credit card, and I'm not going to give you the free trial and everything, but I still would like your email address so that I can monetize our relationship and continue to show you or, you know, give you our free email newsletter.
Absolutely.
So it seems to me that the question is, you know, what is the click-through path and tactic that somehow gets all of those people's, you know, email addresses and yet still finds a way to get the legitimate free trialers to go ahead and put in their credit card, et cetera?
That's a very, very, very good question, and it's not easy to answer, but I think I can help you.
Yeah.
There's many different ways you can do it. Obviously, that's why we say test, because what works for one model will not work for many other models. It's all specific to what you're doing. One way that you can do that is with our, I mean, if you look at our email capture brief, definitely have something like a Java rollover or a standard email capture on the page mm-hmm. to capture email addresses that won't, you know, get you kicked off of Google. The Java rollover is usually very effective. We use it right on our homepage. Go to marketingexperiments.com. You'll see it probably in two or three places. We usually say to try, we usually tell subscribers and partners, you want to have two to three, preferably three different ways to capture email address on a page, whether it's mm-hmm. Java rollover, or email capture, exit pop-up, something like that. Mm-hmm. Typically not exit pop-up these days because of all the problems involved with that. Mm-hmm. But that is one little way. Another way that you could do this is by having a step process for your free trial. So what you could do, we've seen this work very well with a site where to verify either services offered or something in their area, you have to enter in a zip code.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is to verify that they can receive service X, we're going to call it, they have to type in their zip code, they hit search, and it actually does a check based on their zip code if that company provides the service that they can get in their area. And what you would typically do is you could make a set procedure that would be step one, verify the services available in your area, and you actually include email capture. And under the email, so you'd have zip code and email capture field, and under the email capture, you'd say something like, you know, your email address will only be used in the event that you're having difficulty either placing an order or whatever it be that applies to your business. On that page, they click the verify, bam, captures their email address. They're on your list that you can now use to recover them with pure service, you know, a customer service-based emails.
Mm-hmm.
Which, like I said, you got them going. And then that information is pre-filled on the second page, which actually has the offer. And if they don't want to do the offer, you can do the free trial, or you can just give them the free trial.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, that would be almost a step. We've done that very, very effectively. With actually a couple different partners now with a process. It's a step one, enter the information here. Step two is the actual offer.
Uh-huh.
Another thing that we've done, and this is something that I would definitely suggest trying, depending on what type of content or product that you're using for subscriptions, but one of our partners we ran with, if he had anything related to a sale or a trial or paying money on his landing page or his home page or anything, it significantly had a negative impact on conversion. It was unbelievable. I mean, literally by changing a few words of text, you know, for example, he had start trial here at the top of his page, and I think it was start your free trial here at the top of his page. So everybody saw that there was a free trial so they could go in and try it. He put that on his page, and the conversions and free trials and everything went to almost nothing for his particular offering. When he just put start here to create, you know, something like start here to create your username and password, because he did have a free offering, the conversion was huge. Everything was fine. It was back to normal. And that's what he originally had. He had start or start here or, you know, start here to create your user ID. Everything was fine. But as soon as they saw paid, they ran. Same thing on the actual content and product pages. If he put, you know, click here for your free trial, something like that, they ran. But if they were trying to get naturally in the process, trying to get to content they were looking for,
right,
and click to read it, then they went to a page that very friendly said, you know, to access, you know, this information, we require that you, you know, you do a free trial, or we require that you create a user ID or something like that, or a username and password. And that natural sequence, without, you know, yelling at them up front that, hey, it's a free trial, or hey, you got to pay, it worked hands down. We should get the rest of that data at the end of this month.
I've heard that before.
And it was really, really, for his niche, I mean, it was just night and day, the effect that it had. So putting things naturally in the path, I mean, design your site to be truly functional and to help people get to the information they need. Don't put these road bumps in the way with pricing and free trials and stuff like that. Make it so when they actually go to get the information they're looking for, then it says, hey, you know what, you can get this. All you have to do is a free trial.
Mm-hmm.
And to activate your free trial, you have to have a valid credit card.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you want to continue after 7 days, it'll automatically activate. And that time and time again has been one of the most successful tactics currently. You know, it's going to evolve, you know, and then currently it evolves pretty much almost every day with new offerings and people picking up on what's working and what's not, and, you know, customers kind of picking up on what's the latest and greatest thing people are doing to get people involved. But I mean, it's good and it's strong, and I like seeing them now. They don't when they're done right, they don't bother me. I really like this. For a good example that you can go look at is NFL.com has a subscription service about basically with football information, and it's called Season Ticket. I almost thought that's what it's called. And they have a very, very good free trial up front. It's a 30-day free trial. They word it great. Their form is simple and clean. I guarantee that it works very, very well for them based on our test. So if you check out NFL.com, look for Season Ticket, and see if they still have that free trial up there. I think they do. They did a couple months ago. I'm not sure if they have it now.
Okay.
But that was an excellent, excellent question. Hopefully we can include some more information in our brief on that. And that actually might be a fault. I mean, there's so many different ways to test this, and as we complete additional tests and get good results, we will continue to have updates and additional reports and briefs on what is working basically in the subscription offering field. So,
good.
Yep. I mean, it's just a lot of people with good solid offerings that a lot of subscribers, a large percentage of our subscribers are subscription based. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Any other questions? Any other input from our team? Is from Aaron Rosenthal or Cliff, who may be on the line? I'm not sure if they're on the line today, or you, Jalali. Any other input or questions we can tackle while we've got a couple more minutes here?
Again, I would just mention that the second table there, it's actually the only important, or the most important column is certainly the third one, just showing the last 30 days worth of renewals, or the retention rather. The other two columns, last day and last week, we basically just put in there to kind of help measure trends. This is the first few numbers that we were getting from a partner that we started to implement a free trial test. So we broke it down by day, week, and month, but just wanted to mention that because it might be kind of confusing.
Yeah.
Yeah, Yep, no problem. Well, last but not least, we have basically the top things that you need, basically 11 key guidelines to keep in mind while you're testing your free trial offering. And since we're pretty much at the end of the conference, let me, the web clinic, I'm going to go over those real quick, just kind of run through those. And if they spark any questions, you can definitely rifle them out at us and we'll try to answer them as best possible. So part of the 11 key guidelines, number one is weigh the potential gain of a free trial offer against your profit margin. Some businesses simply will not benefit from a free trial offer because their profit margins are too low. And that holds true with quite a few offerings. Two, weigh the potential benefits of more members against the revenue that will be lost over the initial free trial period. Often the ideal pricing structure will not become apparent until after you've begun testing. Number three, start small. Do not blow your entire marketing budget on a free trial offer before it's proven itself to work. Whether that is, you know, you might have a low conversion from free trial to paid member, but if people going down that path to the free trial are retained for significantly longer than traditional customers, then it still might be an effective or more effective way to market your product. Keep that in mind. Number four, use automatic conversion to paid if left uncanceled. So if they do not unsubscribe from that free trial or cancel that free trial, make it automatically activate to a paid subscription. So by requiring the credit card information up front, you will eliminate those who may provide bogus contact information simply to get free access to your content or service. Here. Number five, key point. You don't replace your regular free offer, for example, your email newsletter, with your free trial offer. And that was what we talked about a couple minutes ago. Most subscription-based sites offer a free version of their publication or service to attract a potential audience for the premium version. This newsletter or other free offerings should not be abandoned when you implement a premium or free trial offer. Continue to use your newsletter to drive traffic to your premium offer. In addition, you may offer members who opt out of a premium offer before the trial period ends to remain as subscribers to your newsletter in the hopes of recovering them in the future. And that goes back to your question about, hey, I need to extract as much value out of these guys hitting this landing page as possible, even if they don't do the free trial. You're absolutely right in that. I mean, there's time after time, there's hundreds and hundreds of websites, and daily I probably go by 5 or 10 that have no way for the company to capture email addresses, and it's just, it becomes much, much, much more important as email marketing gets more difficult in some arenas and spam and everything. It's so, the value of a good solid email list is going up and up and up if you have a good solid list and you're actively marketing to them, because it's just getting more difficult to capture them and get email delivered, and we're going to obviously be doing a lot more articles on email marketing. So number six, explore a variety of pricing options to maximize your profit. So review your tests or offer pricing tests and content sales in these archive reports. So basically you will get in the research brief, we have listed links to our other offer price briefs and the content sales tested brief. And those are directly related to this, and there's quite a few previous research reports that we put together that plug right into this actual brief. So please take a look at those and refresh yourself as you're going through it. So number seven, implement the ideal subscription path for your site. We examined this in detail in a previous report. So once again, there's quite a few links here and these 11 key points that you're going to be receiving that have direct links to the articles, and you know, Every element of the subscription path will affect your free trial offering. So, you know, the effectiveness of your landing page, the effectiveness of your registration form or your payment form, the copy you use on it, the process a customer has to go to, the full subscription path. So whether, you know, most people don't understand that the majority of sites, their primary landing pages are their actual product pages or their actual article pages, they're not the home page, and so making sure that you look at your metrics and discover which pages are truly the ones you need to focus on is a top point. So number let me see here. Number 8, optimize your landing pages. Landing pages should clearly communicate your free trial offer. It should be one of the first page elements that new visitors see. We tested optimized landing pages and once again another report. Number 9, improve your website copy. Test a variety of long copy and short copy pages promoting your free trial offer and avoid hype-laden page copy that will drive your visitors away. Both of these topics are also covered in a previous report. Number 10, experiment with different trial periods. Some sites have the most success within 30 days, while others may benefit from a 7-day or 14-day trial period. The optimum period depends on your content or service offering and is best discovered through testing. 11, and final, experiment with limited access versus full access for your free trial offer. If your content can be easily downloaded and archived, the limited access offer may be more effective. However, make sure trial members have sufficient access to assess the value of your complete offering during the trial period. So during your trial period, make sure that they can access the full scope of what you have to offer to hopefully convert them into a premium subscription offering. And this, after all, is the essence of effectiveness of free trial offers on conversion and retention. It's to get them started, get a relationship started with the customer, which is less risky, less financially risky on their end, that will hopefully convert into a paid subscription and increase revenue and returns on your end. So I think that is it for today's conference. Does anyone else have questions?
Some of the notes you're just reading, we're going to receive those.
Absolutely. So
I've already seen the links that you're referring and printing.
Oh, great. But we are absolutely, how we do all these web clinics is that we have the web clinic first so we can go over it with you on the web blog and show you the results of our testing, and then we're going to compile those with additional notes and send them to you. Usually, typically it's a few days. When do you think this would be ready, Brian? Do you have any ETA?
I would say definitely within the next week and a half. One week after we conduct the clinic, we send the report out.
Yep, so exactly. And I'm hoping that we can probably, I'll get with Brian so we can put a couple, if I can find some good solid examples of free trials with credit card up front, like NFL.com, I'll make sure that that's still up. And we should be able to produce at least a couple more offerings that are similar that you can take and use as examples and even possibly build your own test from a sample design from one of those links. So,
I have one question.
Yes.
Having seen our member logs in the past and noticed that there clearly are some people who are looking at hundreds of articles, sometimes per day or per week, and that leads us to the conclusion that either there's password sharing or there's something else going on. You guys have had your head into this much more than I have. What is the conventional response to me giving you that kind of information? Is it fairly well known that there are, software out there that people are using to troll databases and downloading all these articles?
There's all kinds of software and utilities to do that. Anything that is basically could not be humanly done. I mean, there's some things that you can put in place. I know one of our partners does it based on IP address, where if there's multiple IP addresses accessing with the same username and password at the same time, obviously only one will work, or it'll deactivate their account, or they have to send an email to reply, or it only works based on the initial IP address. Now the problem with that is obviously if you're using AOL or using some other service or modem, you're gonna have a different IP every time. So cookies are another way to do it. If a cookie's your machine, but not everybody has cookies. It's really, really difficult. I'm actually we'll try to follow up with one of our research partners who is a real pro in that area, and I think he's on the line right now. But I will get with him to see if we can actually provide some additional supporting information on how to kind of prevent.
It would be an interesting article, 8 ways people are, abusing their.
Yeah.
Brian, please, or something like that.
Brian, please put down that particular topic, basically ways to prevent people from stealing all of your content, either during a free trial or even for a paid service. see if we can put together maybe some kind of a guide or even an article about tactics to prevent that. That would be excellent, excellent. That's a great, great, great question.
Hey, Jimmy, this is Steve Weinkoop.
That's the man I was talking about. Steve.
There are a couple of services out there that we actually block emails from. So when people register, we just don't let them use those domains. There's one called Bug Me Not. There's one called Mailinator, Mailinator. And what they are is username and password sharing services. And we check them every month to make sure that people haven't registered new IDs to be used on our sites. And then we also just outright block those domains if somebody tries to register using those as their email address. We just don't let them register. So if you sort of start looking for really gross patterns of email abuse on your site, you can see these really obvious domains and take some action to protect yourself a little bit. It doesn't prevent the multiple logins and things like that, but it does help out with the fraudulent signups and sharing of stuff.
Right. Hey, Stephen, I just saw your Stephen and I are in close contact, and he sent me an instant message while we were talking. I just saw it now at the end of the brief, but he had a great question, which is, how do you continue to market to people during the free trial period to hopefully entice them to stay? One thing I thought of real quick that would be probably an interesting and really good test would be to put together a tutorial or guide that would, one way you could do it would be with a series of autoresponders either every day or every other day that would tell them how to either use your information or use your site more effectively. Stephen, your site in particular is daunting because you have so much stuff. And if there is a quick way, even a special note from you specifically, and this is a tactic a lot of publishers can use, is sending a personal note, and even like every day or every other day on, hey, you know, you might want to check out this section because there's some, you know, really valuable information. But don't tell them it's really valuable information. Say something like, it can really help you, index your database servers for faster searches, or, you know, that would be specific to Stephen, but for other offerings, you know, like for the law documents, you know, you might want to check out these documents over here because they're super low cost and they were used by X company and X company and X company that are top level companies that create legal documents. That was just a real basic example, but
right.
Doing some kind of way to either a guide to help them use the site. This is also great for email capture, but a guide to use their site or use their service or use their product or related, good, strong, related information to keep them involved would be excellent. And especially, Stephen, I believe your trial is 7 days right now. For 7 days, I think two or three communications in between there with notes from you, and you're a pro at writing these, your little personal notes. That would be probably something that would work really good.
We use a three-part welcome email series that spreads out over, I think, 10 days, 7 or 10 days. And within each email, there's probably three or four sections with about a total of 5 links saying, hey, the site has this, this is for this kind of problem.
That's excellent. Excellent. I mean, you know, it kind of goes back to listening to your customers. And, you know, if you have a way to get input from people that unsubscribe currently, and you listen to what they're saying and the reason that they unsubscribed, if you can take that information and present effective ways to hopefully combat that up front, either before they sign up for the free trial or during that 7-day period or 30-day period or 60-day period, whatever you decide to run, that's also really, really, really great stuff to use. And what happens is if they know up front, if you can do it and it's just, you know, the right way up front and inform them of ways to use your product better, you will definitely decrease the amount of attrition
right.
Once they're a free subscriber. That's an excellent, excellent, excellent question and point. Basically, tactics to basically improve your retention up front during the free trial period. That's pretty awesome.
Right.
Yep. Anything else, Stephen, about people? How do you? Any information, those two services that you mentioned, were those the ones that you think are best to kind of help, hopefully, to prevent people from getting all your content and information?
Yeah, there's you might just maybe Google on username sharing or something like that. There's a couple of options out there, but Mailinator and Bug Me Not seem to be the biggies.
I think maybe you could help us potentially do an article on that good stuff, because you've been you're the super veteran at this stuff, so that's great. Any other questions? Did you have anything else, Stephen? I know I didn't reply to your message, and you usually have really, really good questions. So anything else that we could attempt to tackle that might be beneficial for this clinic?
I don't know if now. Not
great.
The point.
Well, I think we're at the end of our time. I think we had questions over some really good ways to hopefully enable you guys to test your free trials. And if anyone online actually does some of these tests and gets good results, we would love to hear from you and kind of get some strong information kind of supporting this particular research brief. So I thank everybody for attending, and I really appreciate your time. And we will see you probably. When's our next clinic, Brian?
I believe it's 3 weeks from today.
So we will see you online in 3 weeks, and you'll be receiving in approximately a week and a half or so the notes from this call and the updated information. So once again, thanks again, and we'll talk to you soon.